Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Tulsa World Opinion video podcast. I'm Jenny Graham, the editorials editor of the newspaper, and I'm here with Jesse Guardiola.
Hello.
And Jesse, I've known him for many years, but he is a member of our community advisory board, but he is a Tulsa police officer in the Community Outreach Innovation, also CEO of Guardiola Consulting in Hispanic Behavioral Economics and Strategies. So basically, he knows everything about recruiting, the workforce, and I think we met when you were the one Hispanic outreach officer for all of Tulsa, and has done great work. So, and as community advisory board member, he has written an op-ed this weekend that everyone should read. It is talking about the college degree requirement for Tulsa police officers. And so my position has always been, I liked it because I feel that there is benefit in a college degree. And part of what we're asking of police officers now is well beyond solving crime. It's dealing with homelessness and domestic violence and all of these things that I just feel like a college degree allows for, first of all, study psychology, you're around different people, all of that. But you write an op-ed defending it because in this trouble that TPD, not just Tulsa police, but all police, I think all public servants from teachers, everyone having trouble recruiting, the idea has been floated to take away the college degree requirement, that you would be able to recruit out of high school, to recruit people without having gone through that, and you defend keeping it. So a little bit about that. Why do you find, as a recruitment officer, why is it necessary? Why do you defend it?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. Yes, this is one of those topics that is constantly being debated currently. And, you know, having more education for police officers, is that important? And I argue the point that yes. First and foremost, giving an individual more time to mature and spending time going to college is going to be, in my opinion, and many in the scholar arenas, that having more maturity to do a job that has a lot of power, and being able to mature in such a way that you're able to think through a little slower, if you will, and how you apply the power of the badge and the authorities that you have. Creating more critical thinkers, which is paramount. It is needed for this job because, as you pointed out, there is a dichotomy of avenues that officers now have to wrangle in. And so being able to think of this more critically because you had either diverse classes in college, different individuals to mentor you as you were going through college, so that when you are doing this job full time, serving our community, you can look at it through the lens from different mentors, different classes, and be able to apply that critical thinking into helping our community is paramount. And then just being able to meet different diverse communities within going to school, whether it's at Tulsa Community College or OSU or Southern Nazarene University, you name it, you're going to meet diverse communities, and it gives you kind of a bigger perspective because that's where you're going to police around, patrol around, is a community that is very diverse. You can go to one neighborhood in Tulsa and meet a completely different community, go to a different and meet a completely different community. So being exposed to those kinds of things lends itself to you being able to be more, more comfortable around those situations, and then be able to apply those critical thinking skills in such a way that benefits not just that community, but all of Tulsa.
So it kind of comes down to maturity, it sounds like, too, that it allows, you'd mentioned groupthink, that, and I appreciate in your op-ed, you also mentioned recent research that sort of backs up your position. Can you explain a little bit about the idea of groupthink and how how a degree in that experience affects that.
So you get into a position of where, and we've seen it when you were in high school, where, you know, some individual wants to go and do something that maybe not be so popular, or maybe something that you have to really kind of take pause into. And should I go down that pathway? And the rest of you, let's say you're in a group, selective group, and you all just, and you know, one decides it, and then two and three, and then four, and then five, and then you get into that group thing mindset. Well, let's all go do it. I think with maturity, with diverse education, you can kind of pause and ask yourself, is that something that I really want to go down if it's not benefiting me or my community? Because I see myself, I spent the time to go to school. Let's say it's something that is not going to end up well. And you know that, and you think there's some reasons why I should be rethinking this pathway and what's happening. And in some cases you're in a stressful situation, but because you're able to pause it, because you realize, all right, I've been mentored differently, I've been educated differently, I've had opportunities to mature, so maybe I don't fall into a line of groupthink where I run into a band of individuals that all want to do this or end up doing this that I knew was not going to be good for the community, for this individual, for my career. So it lends itself to giving you a different lens to look through things. So you don't fall into, well, I'm just going to do whatever this individual leader tells me to do when I know it's not the right thing to do, because I've had time to think it through a different lens and critical thinking.
It also kind of sounds like confidence that when you've gone through, because college classes are all about debate, discussion, and learning how to speak truth to power sometimes, that it almost, I could see where gaining confidence in expressing your views and your that perspective being helpful as well. Just
you have different professors, exactly, Jeannie, and you have different professors who have done the job before. That was something that really helped me out when I was doing undergrad, was individuals that, I remember one of my mentors, he was a 30-year police officer in Detroit, Michigan, and went on to get his PhD. African-American professor that I hold very highly, and he was paramount in teaching me about, you know, how to make sure that you make good decisions in your career, and that you align yourself with not just people in the industry, but others that don't do the job, so that you can look through things not from a binary position of the have and the have nots or the police and the not police, but more of, all right, what do individuals kind of, how do I help myself? Because I look at it through different lenses. And that's one of the things that he really pushed onto me is making sure that I made friends outside of the career of public safety so that I understand what other people are thinking and help me maybe come to a conclusion that is more ubiquitous for everyone.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back because you have a great idea on how to build the pipeline from schools to police. So we'll be back in just a minute. And we're back with Tulsa Police Officer Jesse Guardiola. And I want to get back to this idea that you had. You've hatched years ago, and it has to do with the aspect of access to college. Because if TPD is going to require a college degree, then the question becomes, how do we get more kids, because, you know, coming out of high school, to get a degree that makes them eligible? So you came up with a really common sense sort of program. So explain a little bit of what your overall vision is on how TPD can set itself up, and maybe not even just TPD, but other police departments to set up a bigger pool of workforce to have.
So we sat down and we started thinking through the lens of creating a pipeline of individuals that come from the community. And what we thought of was, all right, how do we grow our own? We're seeing this in the education fields. We're seeing this in nursing fields. Well, why can't we see this in the public safety arena as well? So being able to take a high school senior per se, and say that want to go into public safety, but maybe come from an impoverished background. And I've seen this time and time again, when I go out and present in high schools, that I'll have several individuals who want to go into this, but then when you explain to them, well, you need to go on to get your bachelor's degree, and myself included, because I came from this type of background, it is really hard to see yourself 5 years down the road of getting that bachelor's degree when so many don't even know where their next meal is coming from. And, you know, what does that look like to graduate from high school, much less graduate from college? So creating a mechanism where that individual at the high school senior level can sign up for what we're calling the Guardian Development Program. And the reason we call it the Guardian Development Program is because ultimately that's the kind of individual we want in policing in our community, is a guardian, that mindset of a guardian. So, but we need to grow them. So we need to develop them. So being able to apply a mentor to that high school senior and get them in line with guidance counselors at their high school. I was just at Union Public Schools today talking about this program. And having a group of mentors, for the lack of a better euphemism, that are in the police industry, the education industry, and then helping them align with managing and navigating life's situations, curveballs. Because for so many that come from Section 8 backgrounds or just impoverished backgrounds, they need help getting barriers out of their way. So what does that look like for a collective group to help you get those barriers along the way? Maybe it's just creating subsidies so that education is less expensive for them. Maybe it's getting them to and from different programs. Maybe it's subsidizing certain things that they need, whatever that is, in uniform, et cetera. But where they see individuals who are helping them align so that they can be the first in their family to go to, let's say, Tulsa Community College and go through the Tulsa Achieves program, so that as they're finishing their freshman year at TCC, then their sophomore year at TCC, then having a linked university on the back end to say, all right, you've finished your associate's degree, your mentor on the Tulsa Police Department, your mentor at TCC, whatever collective mentors we are building have all see you still going in that direction. Do you see yourself doing this? Hopefully they will all say, yes, this is something that we want to continue. Or if not, hey, they finished an associate's degree. So we have been successful in at least getting them through 60 hours of college credit. And then they can go on and apply it into whatever arena they want to do as far as a career. But if they do, then we link up with the OSU's, OSU Tulsa has the new public safety degree. NSU also has a new program that is also partnered up with you. Southern Nazarene University, universities that have said, all right, go your junior year to this university with the last year. And that's something that we're currently working on with different universities in the area. The last year, your last 30 hours, your last 27, your last 15 hours of college credit, whatever university you've chosen, ends up being the police academy. So you go from your senior year of high school through Tulsa Community College to mitigate cost into the partnered university and into the police academy. So you go from 18 to age 22. And in time, what we see is you take an impoverished individual who really didn't see quite the future of a pipeline into a middle-class career. Well, now in 5 years' time, you've taken them from there to a middle-class career, plus they're a public servant for the city of Tulsa. In the end, we just see so much opportunity and benefit for high school seniors throughout the metro that we're confident that once we get this in place, we'll take off. Where you'll have multiple high school seniors that say, hey, this is my pathway out of poverty into a middle-class career. Plus, it's a career that I can give back to my community. And then I turn around and minister to my neighborhood or wherever I came from, because I see the way out. And this is where I can go back into my neighborhood and tell the others, hey, here's the way to prosperity through this program.
I've always loved the idea, because Tulsa already has the bones there for it. We have Tulsa Achieves, TCC, and if not Tulsa Achieves, they have all types of other assistance that will help. That's the whole point. And it's all there. And so many times we hear we have to start in schools. We have to start in middle school and high school. You just can't start. And it's the long game, right? Yeah. And I think so many leaders are thinking, no, we have to find right now. But if you can think 5 years ahead, I also like the idea of, you know, working with kids who are underserved, because yes. there's also sometimes a distrust with the police department, right? So this kind of gives them, like, you can be part of the fix. You can be part of the solution. Like, if you don't like what you see, you know, it's almost like lean into that and say, you can be that change agent. And here's how you do it.
Absolutely.
Does that work as a recruitment tool?
That is the absolute messaging we're using, because when I do presentations to high schoolers, it is about being that change agent, as you called it. It is about, maybe you've had a bad interaction with an individual on the public safety law enforcement side. Well, then come be that change you want to see. Come own it. Come wear the uniform. And when you speak to them from a purpose vantage point, from finding your identity into purpose, and then therefore seeing this as a career where you can be that change agent and be the individual that you would want to see in this uniform, speaks volumes for a lot of these kids, because there are a lot of kids that do want to do this job. They just need to have a reason why. And when you give them that example, that identity example in the, what I like to call the hearts and minds speech, and they realize, well, everything he's hit on, that's me. Okay. Then you're saying that doing your job, working in public safety, will mirror who I am, then therefore I can see that cultivation of purpose into a career. And that's why getting in front of them as much as I do, I see a lot of them now come to me afterwards like, okay, you got me peaked. I'm interested now. Tell me more. And now just having a mechanism in place that says, all right, well, then let's take it one step further. Let's get you signed up for the Guardian Development Program. Let's get you into Tulsa Community College and then on into higher ed, because they own that narrative that you want them to own. And then that narrative that maybe they didn't think they would ever even have a chance to do, because so many of these kids, it's hard for them to even fathom be the first in their family to go to college. So now you say, you have a collective group of individuals that are going to mentor you through this process so that you come out the other end, and now you become that change agent and you become that vision. You become the difference that you want to see when it comes to not only your community, but in yourself.
Mm-hmm. And it's a job at the end of college, what every, you know, person.
Amen.
Okay. So I love this idea. So what do you need? What does Jesse Gardner, what does the community, what if you could just wave a wand and get everything you needed, what is that?
Well, I need the community and leaderships and those that are listening to push your elected officials to see this program to its genesis, because it is still working in theory. We're working out. We're still working with partnerships. A lot of people that find this to be this is, like you said earlier, this is going to be a good idea, but we need to get this idea into MOUs. We need to get this idea into a budget, if you will. And this requires a city leadership. This requires school leadership. This requires leadership throughout the city, whether you're just the individual that's an advocate to somebody that can actually see this as to end its fruition. We need that support. So just getting more and more people to say, hey, I want to see this come to light of day, and I'm going to push my leadership or whatever influences, circles of influences that you have to see this happen, I would greatly appreciate it.
So I would tell people, get in touch with Jesse Guardiola and he can help. But I do want to touch on one other thing, because a lot of people, and I was speaking with some other officers about this, which is you're in recruitment and so many people think of police based on what they see on television, right? It's pop culture. But as a recruiter, aren't there different types of jobs within TPD? I mean, I'm thinking of the people that work with statistics. I'm thinking of when you're talking with kids or talking to prospective recruits, What are the different types of jobs that is are involved with law enforcement right now?
That is something that is a big sell for a lot of individuals that don't see themselves. Maybe they're not on the office type. Maybe they're not behind the desk type. And when you're able to talk to them about, well, are you a dog lover? You are? Great. We have a canine unit. Do you like to fly? You do? Great. We have an air support unit. Are you the kind of individual that is, your friends would say, you're always asking questions. You're always asking questions. Well, maybe you'd be a good investigator, you know, down the road. There are a dichotomy of different career directions that you can go within the Tulsa Police Department. And let me emphasize Tulsa Police Department. Working for larger police departments is going to give you more opportunities. The smaller the agency, the more narrow focus. They don't have quite the budget. Maybe they're just patrol and a detective or detectives. But when you work for larger agencies like the TPD, you're going to have several, if not dozens and dozens of options where, like you said earlier, you can be a statistician. You can go into public relations. You can be a public information officer, the ones that talk to the media. We don't just need a criminal justice or a public safety degree. You could have a degree in education and be one of our educators at the police academy. I mean, there's a different direction you can go once you've done your time as first responder patrol. Everyone's got to do first responder patrol after their academy. And the reason being is that you have to really understand the jobs before you try to sell it or before you try to become that resident expert in whatever field you end up at. But understanding what it looks like to be a first responder, you do your couple years of first responder, and then after that, sky's the limit. Opportunities and the different really things that you want to, I mean, we all see the crime scene investigation shows on television. I get that asked a lot. I want to be CSI. Yeah. Fantastic. You want to be a crime scene investigator? Well, then we have those options for you. People that want to work in forensics, we have those options for you. I mean, you can really get down to the granular expertise in an avenue in your career. You just got to first start out like everyone else in the academy for almost a year and then 2 years of patrol. And then after that, like I said, you can go a different direction depending on what it is that you find fascinating and interesting and become a subject matter expert.
And then it goes back to that college degree that as a college student, you end up taking, it's similar. You take all these different classes and to get exposed to that. And it's similar to what you're saying is you have all these different options. And I think, again, having a college degree kind of helps with that that curiosity. And I think people who have a curiosity about different things are drawn to that. One of the things that I wanted to ask you is there a certain type of person or like a personality traits, character traits that you think lend to being a good officer? I mean, are there, when you think of recruiting good officers, what are the things you're thinking of?
So I have this discussion often with young petite ladies who come to me small in stature, come to me physically, that is, come to me and says, you know, I can see myself doing this job, but I don't know if that's something that, you know, they envision that they've got to be 7'10" and built like muscles, like Wonder Woman or you name it. Yeah. And I explained to them, like, no, we'll teach you how to do the job. That's something we promise you that we will make sure that you will be equipped doing the job. Plus, we work in a team mindset. So you'll never be alone when interacting with the public, depending on whatever that situation is. What I need most, what's the most important thing, what is paramount, is a heart for service and a heart for humanity. If you come in with a heart for humanity for all, then don't worry about learning the job. That right there is the biggest thing that we need is where you, because this job is going to be difficult. It's going to have days where it's just going to make you depressed because some of the things you see, I mean, humanity is broken and you will see a lot of society from the bottom of the barrel up. If you're doing this job for the right reasons, I was just talking to some Christian students recently, and I said to them, and I started my statement with, do you see the hand of God in what you do? And I explained to them, if you're doing this job for the right reasons, you will. You will. And that goes to every one person. If you want to be that answer, the solution for what ills society, what ills humanity, then come do this job, because we need a vast amount of talents. And you have a talent that you've been blessed with, or a talent that you're grooming, that you're perfecting, that we could use to deal with some of society's ills. So no one person fits the mold. Everyone fits the mold. You just have to want the desire to be part of that solution and get into the battle of helping humanity.
So if someone was interested in learning more about TPD recruitment, is there a website or a way they can get information? I mean, where would someone look for information on this?
No, but thank you for saying that. So, I mean, really just Googling TulsaPolice.org, Tulsa Police, and you'll see JoinTPD.com. That'll lead you straight to the recruiting page, JoinTPD.com. But even if you can't remember that, just, okay, Google Tulsa Police, get on our main website, and then you'll see the icon that says Join TPD. Click on that. You'll scroll through that. You'll see my ugly face at the bottom of the website with my phone number and email. There'll be other recruiters there, part of the team. Email either one of us, call us. Even if you just have questions, just reach out to us, because we will walk through the process with you. You don't necessarily have to commit right then and there, because we get it. People are still, you know, still trying to figure out whether they're a high school senior or they are someone changing careers and already have a bachelor's degree. Just reach out to us and we will be more than ecstatic to help you through that process, because we understand what it looks like to change careers or to look in this direction. But just go on our website and we'll be there to answer anything that you have to ask.
And that's same for all those partners out there that want to help get this program off the ground with mentorships and to get, you know, this long-term 5-year plan out for kids to get more officers from high school into the academy. So thank you for writing the op-ed. Always, I like your writing, of course.
Thank you.
Everyone should read it. Anyone who cares about law enforcement should read it and all of his op-eds. So I just want to give you the last word. Is there anything you would just want to give people to think about as we conclude?
There are a lot of good men and women that do this job. You know, obviously we're scrutinized heavily. We're dealing with our own issues across the country. Something that happens in another state, we feel here in Tulsa. And I want to just reassure the community that you have an amazing police department. I've been around different agencies across my 25 years of doing this job, and we have an exceptional police department. And I think a lot of it lends to the degree requirement that we have here in Tulsa. And just to reassure you that, yes, you know, we all have our blemishes and things that we're learning from. But in the end, you have exceptional men and women that need to hear from you every day that you appreciate them, because they need to hear it. Like I said earlier, there are some tough days in this job, and to be reassured that their community is behind them is needed.
Well, I appreciate that. And I know that there's a difference in quality with the college degree. Just the interactions I've had with officers, it's different. It feels different. So I've always been a fan of TPD. So I appreciate you guys. And thank you. I hope everyone has a good weekend. And you know how to get in touch with Jesse. So thank you, Officer Guardiola.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Tulsa World. And thank you, everyone.